Good morning. My name is Ben Scott. I work for the Kentucky Department of Public Health in the Environmental Public Health Tracking Network. This presentation is going to be a little different. I don't have a ton of data or statistics, robust analysis, but I just like to highlight a project that I did and kind of where it's leading and how I'd like to quantify some things in the future. So Blair did a good job of giving background on the track network, so I won't spend a lot of time here, but I just like to point out that Kentucky is one of the newest funded sites, so we're working on getting a website up, and hopefully in the near future, next couple months, that'll be up. But because we're a new site, we have a small staff, and we kind of have to fulfill different roles. So while I'm doing web design, I also do epi stuff, and in the meantime, I've had the opportunity to do a few projects on the side. So my first project was the Kentucky Capital Education Center collaboration. It was an unused building between the Capitol and the Governor's Mansion, and former First Lady Jay Mashear really spearheaded this initiative to revamp it, remodel it, and equip it with these kiosks, informational kiosks. So for my first project, we created a story map, which is an interactive display with maps and narrative on the side for students to come in and learn about health issues. This specifically highlighted asthma and tobacco-free schools. So what we really wanted to highlight was Kentucky has very high smoking rates, and they also have above average rates of childhood asthma, and despite that, they have extremely low coverage of students by tobacco-free school policies. So only 28% of the districts in Kentucky have these policies in place. Fortunately, there's a higher percentage of students are protected because some of the bigger schools are the ones that have these policies. So these are some snippets from the story map and the actual kiosks. So as you can see here, smoking in Kentucky is an issue. This purple area in the eastern side of the state is 32 to 39% of adults are smokers. This next map, the top map, is childhood asthma prevalence from the Kentucky Burfist data. And this is at the area development district level. We didn't have a big enough sample, high enough number to use counties, and then the lower map is hospitalization rates of school-age children. So at the end of this presentation, there's a call to action for the students who see this to go home and talk to their school if they weren't highlighted on the map and get this in place. But I also wanted to go on and to try to quantify this a little bit more so we could say, this is the effect that a tobacco-free school policy has. This is my very initial attempt at doing this. So I took that Burfist data for asthma prevalence, and then at the area development district level, and then also the self-reported asthma prevalence from school enrollment data, and compared that with the proportion of students in a county or area development district that attended a tobacco-free school. So I just did a simple Spearman's correlation between these two. At the county level, for the self-reported data, we had 120 counties, and for the Burfist data, there was 16 area development districts. There was no significant findings, and that wasn't a huge surprise to me. It's not a very robust analysis. There's a lot of limitations with this data. It's aggregated spatially and temporally. And there's also, I think, it's not a direct relationship between a policy and asthma prevalence. I'd like to look more into current environmental or emergency department visits, and maybe work with a quasi-experimental study before and after. So if you have any suggestions, I'd love to hear them, because I'm working on taking this further and doing something more with it. It's the very first stages. So here's my contact information. And if you want to see the story map, it's there as well.
Thank you.